Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is another wrestler done with AEW? Question mark.
The members of House of Black respond to rumours.
Multiple AEW stars reportedly want to jump ship to WWE.
And more details on Soraya wrestling in AEW. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
Soraya or Soraya, I never know. This is the news.
I'm pretty sure Excalibur said both.
Yeah.
On Dynamite.
If so, an EV is, I am, definitely.
Well, let's go with Soraya for now. I think that was the most common one. But yes. Anyway. She's coming into AEW. Let's speak about someone who is reported to be on their way out, but maybe not. Fightful Select came through with a report yesterday stating that Buddy Matthews may be done with AEW for the time being. So the report states that he might be finished with the company either for a while or on his way out altogether. Now, of course, at Grand Slam, him and Brody King, surviving, you know, tag team of the House of Black, Julia Hart's there as well, of course, they lost to Sting and Darby Allin thanks to an interference from the great Muta. Where did that come from? I don't care. It was awesome. Great popcorn stuff across the board. Now, Fightful has not received confirmation that Matthews is actually being released by the company, we should stress, but the outlet has heard several times in recent months that he has been a bit dissatisfied with his position there, with his situation there. One source informed Fightful that after Grand Slam, they believe those tapings in New York City last Wednesday were his last with AEW, but again, this hasn't been confirmed. Now, interestingly, over the weekend, at a Fight Life Pro Wrestling show, Matthews cut a promo talking about... I'll just read it to you, rather than, like, you know, regurgitate it or whatever in my words. Unfortunately, tonight, I'm going to be the bearer of some unfortunate news. As everybody knows, the House of Black has had some issues lately. As all the members of the House, I speak beyond the wall. We want to thank all of you for being members of the House. Unfortunately, I, like some of the other members, need to go away for a while. I need to recalibrate, I need to figure some things out. As my brother Malachi once said, this isn't goodbye, this is see you later. So Malachi's out of AEW at the moment. He secured a conditional release, reportedly, quite recently. He wants to go back to WWE. We'll talk about that a bit more in my second story, but over to you with some more information on this.
Yeah, sort of reactions to these rumours doing the rounds over the weekend on social media by a couple of members of the House of Black. Now, neither of them said specifically what they were referencing, but you can sort of read between the lines here. Basically, Buddy Matthews shared a gif from Seinfeld that simply said, fake. So that potentially... that rules out him leaving AEW even temporarily, but who knows what's going to happen there. But regards to Brody King, be still, calm everyone, because he tweeted a gif from the Wolf of Wall Street where he basically said, I'm not flipping leaving! He's going nowhere, and that's great because he's a beast.
He's the best of the best, isn't he? I love Brody King, man. Yeah, so I guess we can kind of dive into this a little bit now. We wanted to go through everything before we go, are they actually leaving? Well, they say they're not, so fair play. The House of Black's had an interesting run. I think that the trios matches have been incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, when it started at Revolution and kind of progressing through, like, that was probably my favourite of them so far, with Redbeard going nuts on the other team and all that stuff. But maybe Malachi looks at his situation pre-departure. And this is just me theorising, it doesn't mean anything. Maybe he looked at it and went, I thought I was maybe going to be able to do a little bit more or whatever. He's obviously had injury troubles and things like that. He was speaking about his lower back giving out. Buddy, you could probably argue that maybe he should have had more singles opportunities.
I think so.
Brody recently had the awesome run with Darby. Like, Brody King is so much fun to watch.
Yes.
He's just like the king of caveman style. I love that brand of wrestling. I'd like to see them do a little bit more. They're my favourite. favourite trio in the company. Well, yeah. I guess favourite duo and Julia now. Julia in particular has really found herself with this character.
Gone for Anshi, yeah. Stuff.
So, hey, I hope they both stick around. Brody seems pretty insistent. I'm not even leaving. Hell yeah, that's awesome. I hope Buddy sticks around as well. Because they're very talented.
I do think, yeah, Buddy can do a lot more in AEW. Although if he leaves, I'm sure he can do it elsewhere as well. He's incredibly talented, Buddy Matthews, in my opinion. And, yeah, whether or not they still do House of Black stuff, whether they, like you say, go in a new direction as a tag team, but with obviously Julia Hart in their corner, or whether they just split off and go in different directions, I'm kind of okay with all of it because I just want them to be given opportunities, really. Brody King, like you say, has really proven himself when he got the chance. And I still remember Cruiserweight champion Brody Matthews just putting my jaw on the floor every week, and I want to see more of that, even though he's pretty bloody jacked now.
Yeah, and there's things you could do, like, if you want to, like, maybe not do House of Black anymore or whatever, maybe you could put Buddy over here and you could have some banger singles matches. You could put Brody as a singles guy. That would be sick. Like, he's had those great Darby matches, like we said, the John Moxley match as well. You could throw some team like the Butcher and the Blade in there. They've got the perfect aesthetic, and you know I love those boys as well.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff, man. Anything with a metal aesthetic, I'm into. I'm a mark for anything that, you know, fits my sensibilities.
But yes, we'll keep you updated on any developments with this and hope the wrestlers just do what's best for them. There you go.
There you are. Hope everyone's having a good time. Oh yeah, it's my story now.
Yeah.
Right. Do multiple AEW wrestlers want to jump ship to WWE? Maybe. Maybe. Right, so Dave Meltzer was on Twitter.
Good
start. That's going to get people fired up right away. Somebody asked him, basically, should we expect a talent exodus from AEW, primarily people who were previously with NXT. Obviously, the appeal of that would be Triple H. He's the head of creative in WWE. At that NXT run, formed close relationships with a lot of people who are now in AEW. You know the score.
Yeah.
You know where these theories come from. Dave replied, saying, it looks like a few right now. A few people, obviously. I don't think a mass exodus, but it looks like a few want to go. Tony can legally keep them, and I'm not sure how everything will play out. So, yeah, lots of interesting landscape changing going on in pro wrestling at the moment, I think. Malakai Black was obviously someone who was reported to have wanted to go back to WWE. Dave actually mentioned as well that Miro is not someone who wants to go back. So that's an interesting name you can throw in the mix. I say the word interesting too much. But yeah, there you go. I would imagine that there probably are a few people in AEW who go, hey, I really liked working for that guy before. Maybe I would like it again. But it's the ever-shifting world of pro wrestling. I think these jumps are healthy.
Yes.
And good for the business.
Yeah, and we always say this, if a wrestler wants to leave, you probably should just let him go.
I agree.
But also, let's just pump the brakes a little bit here. Whilst, you know, it would be great to have people going back and forth from both companies, and yes, we've had Cody, but I think it's going to be interesting when or if the likes of Malakai Black and more of the AEW roster go there. It's going to be very interesting to see how they are taken care of and what happens to them in story and whether that encourages or discourages more people to make the leap either way. The reason why AEW has this problem with the talent exodus is because they signed everyone. Anyone and everyone that they could. And WWE should not think, well, if we can get them back, let's get them back straight away, because they're just going to have the exact same problem, aren't they?
Sure.
Because you can only, you know, you can bring as many people as you want in, and they've got more outlets, I suppose, WWE than AEW, but it still doesn't stop the fact that after a while, you're just going to become, you know, even though you have, what, seven hours of television a week.
Yeah, create your own bottleneck.
You can't, like, there's gaps, there's definite places that people could slot into right now in WWE, but also I'm concerned that they're going to go the other way and it's just going to be, oh, I can't bloody move for ex-AEW people in here.
This is the thing, like, I've always been an advocate of, if there's someone available and you think you can make money with them and do your business with them.
Case by case, innit?
You should bring them in, but that does create these problems that you then need to solve, and you have to be judged on how you solve those problems and whatever. We're seeing some of them pan out now across various companies. I hope just everyone has a good time.
Yes.
Stock answer. I'm going to watch DDT, it's fine.
But it will be interesting, like you say, to see if this becomes a trickle or a flood of people going back to WWE or just going to WWE from AEW.
The way of the wrestling world.
Yes.
This is how it used to be, and it's exciting. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's never dull.
There you go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's talk a little bit about Saraya. Obviously, big return to wrestling on Dynamite Grand Slam last week. And Taz was sat there saying she never really knew.
Yeah, she did.
And then some people went, oh, well, she's not been medically cleared. But Dave Meltzer has clarified this on the latest Wrestling Observer Figure 4 Online daily update, saying that is going to be determined by Dr. Michael Sampson. He's AEW's company doctor, and he's going to basically determine what she can do physically, which, let's be honest, shouldn't really come as a surprise. Yeah. She obviously hasn't wrestled since, I think, December 2017, where a recurrence of the neck injury she'd undergone surgery for in October 2016 eventually forced her into retirement, yeah. Of course. I've got everything crossed. I'm sure everyone else has, Andy. We all said this. It was just a lovely moment last week.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it should really be a lesson, I think, actually, in terms of like AEW's TV production, because they cut away suddenly. They didn't, like, you know, they just lived in the moment. Several minutes. All that really happened was she walked out and like said, "This is my house," and then like embraced Athena and that. And Tony Storm, of course, and shook the heels. Simple, easy. They knew that the moment, the pop was the moment. Just live in that. Don't need to cut away suddenly. Just take some time with it. The announcer shut up for a bit at the beginning as well. I thought it was really nice. I hope she's able to do whatever she wants to do,
yes.
Because she's had a really shitty few years.
Yes.
And she deserves a stroke of luck.
Yeah, fingers crossed we do get to see her wrestling. I know she's going to be talking in the ring, I believe, this week on Dynamite.
We will hear from Saraya, is the billing, I believe. Saraya addresses her enemies.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know who they are, but yeah, she's going to address them.
Eddie Kingston terrified me on Rampage, I gotta be honest.
I like his grey beard.
Yes.
He knows.
Also, I like the fact that whoever's in production went, "All right, I won't press any buttons during the Saraya debut, but I get to cut to MJF every 5 seconds in that main event."
That was a compromise.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin Dunn was producing that main event, brother.
But yes, best of luck to Saraya. Really excited to hopefully see her back wrestling very soon.
Yes.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. First question today comes from Ross Alexander, who says, "Greetings from across the pond to one of the best podcasts out there." Also great videos, of course, but is available as a podcast. What culture wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. Hashtag bring back the mic. Just for you, Ross. The eel doesn't like it either.
The eel's brother. The eel doesn't like the microphone either, man.
Fair enough.
It's ingrained
just
in him.
Just had to test the waters. He like it in the water.
You know what he doesn't like in the water?
What?
Drugs. Anyway.
I think the best friends need the trios belts to become more significant. Orange constantly gets pushed and loses every match. Thoughts?
Interesting. I think that if you're like super interested in invested in best friends and there's someone you want to see kind of hit the top, then yeah, they probably do need that credibility boost. Because you're right, like the Orange Cassidy build-up seems to be gets on a little roll and then he's used to put someone else over,
yeah.
Which I don't necessarily think is a bad role for him, because his popularity never really seems to diminish. Although, you know, this week's Grand Slam match didn't have a bit of investment, so maybe there's a conversation to be had there. But for me, personally, I think that they are fine where they are. I think that they are a very good mid-card babyface act. I think they're positioned perfectly, and I don't think they need the belts at all.
No, I think... You're right, you know, in terms of Orange Cassidy, he does need to kind of win the big one, although I don't know what that big one is, and I don't think it's the Trios titles, if I'm perfectly honest. But you know, it depends how they develop these three going forward. We actually did an entire podcast about this that came out, I believe, yesterday as a podcast and as a video about who the next AEW champion should be. MJF's the world champion. That's not a really difficult one to work out, but yeah. We go through all of the belts, well, all of the AEW belts. We haven't got time to do all the belts in AEW. But I asked Michael Sidgwick who should be the next Trios champions after Death Triangle, and he said the Elite. So there you go.
It's always an easy answer, and it's the right answer, I think.
They feel weird at the moment. I have nothing against Death Triangle, but they do feel like, not paper champions, but like just holding it, keeping it warm.
And they're doing a split storyline. They're clearly doing some kind of split storyline as well. Like, Pac has been an absolute bastard, of course, living up to the name in these matches, while Rey Fénix is having shows of respect with Jungle Boy. Oh. So it looks like they're going off in a different direction with them. Actually, completely unrelated to the question, you know what I want to see as a singles match?
What?
Orange Cassidy and Brody King. Oh my god. That contrast of human beings.
Jesus Christ.
Incredible. Book it. Or also Brody and Danhausen.
If you're booking that, I'll book the Elite winning the Trios titles back in a chairs match. I'm Eric Jenny.
What a stairs match.
Eric Jenny husband gives us our second question of the day. If Cody does indeed return, says Eric, at the 23 Royal Rumble, should he be number 30 or enter in an earlier spot to show he's ready and can you? Possibly even eliminating the most wrestlers on his way to victory.
That is so Cody, isn't it? It's like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to show I can work. I'm going to do the work. I love that about him. I love that so much. Yeah, I think both are good, right? Because number 30 or whatever is, it's bulletproof. It, as long as you pick the right person. Sorry, Rey Mysterio that year.
It's not been, has there, my brain's mush. Has there been many good number 30 surprise pops recently?
My brain is made of Swiss cheese as well, mate, so I could not possibly tell you. Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I remember. I was trying to remember classic. Past Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, the classic.
How many go away for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Right, bitch, I'm back.
I'm back. What a long absence. Yeah, I think both are good. I think I really like the hard work man. Like,
yeah.
It's, if he wants, like, his narrative on his first night back in that promo was, I want to win the belt that my dad couldn't. And his dad was all obviously the American dream, a hardworking guy. Salt of the earth, all that. Well, not salt of the earth, that's someone else. But, you know, that kind of vibe, that would fit the narrative.
I've already booked the end of the 2023 Royal Rumble. Number 27, Cody. Number 28, Big E. Number 29, Malakai Black. Number 30, CM Punk. Tell me when I'm telling lies. But I would like to see him back. I would
pop for all of that. I'm not going to lie.
I think my head had exploded.
For completely different reasons.
Yeah.
Cody obviously come back. Big E obviously horrendous injury.
Yeah.
Big cathartic moment. Malakai Black, because Aleister Black was awesome. We forget. Like, that, he was so sick in WWE as well.
Imagine Ian Black having a feud at WrestleMania. God.
Oh, well, I say in NXT, I meant to say. And CM Punk would just melt the internet. Imagine.
After this year, I'm not ruining anything out, to be honest.
His injuries are work.
Dustin Setanay gives us our final question of the day. Dustin says, I'll keep asking until I get an answer. With Max Dupree teasing a return to LA and I. Should WWE do an injury write-off or just pull the trigger and let him be LA Knight? I don't care as there how long it takes. I need this answered.
I don't think they should do it yet. Is
the
my
teasing
answer.
Has got me. He's like, my juices are very much titillated, Andy Murray.
They threw off the jacket and stuff this week, didn't he? I don't think they should do it yet, man. Like, and this is just from my perspective as a fan, right? I'm not diving into any objective stuff here. I love Maximum Male Models.
Yes.
It's so stupid. Like, with the finger tags and stuff, and the zoom out and all this. Like, I think it's tremendously sports entertaining. Yeah. I think that they should continue with this act untouched until it starts losing steam. But that's my perspective. It's not the perspective of everyone in the company. So I love LA Knight as well. I think it's one of the greatest hack gimmicks of all time.
Oh, so good.
And I say that with the utmost respect, because that man just crowbars so much bollocks into every promo. He'll do like 7 catchphrases in a sentence. It's magic. Do that eventually, but wait for now.
Yes, I think that's why I like the slow burn of this, I really am enjoying. Let me talk to you.
But when we do an impression of it, it sounds like Stone Cold Ishii.
Check it out.
Shoes of a White Castles.
Check it out. Shoes of a champion. Check out this jacket. Shoes of a champion. Wait a second, I didn't say shoes of a champion. Yeah. He's very much over in the What Culture office.
He's great.
But I say give Marseille and Mansoir the tag title shot at Crown Jewel. Let's move on to today.
They didn't do Mansoir in a match at the last pay-per-view, did they? So there you go. Bring him home. Bring him back.
Or just have a modelling show with Marseille and Mansoir.
There you go.
Because they're the best.
They're
or
great.
Just a live version of that water advert where they poured it over their muscles, because that was something else. That was different gravy. That was.
What?
When they poured different gravy? No, it's water, sorry, not gravy.
What,
different gravy?
Okay. Right, yep.
Some sad news to conclude.
Something I've learned today.
Sad news to conclude the news with today on the Ann Fun. It's normally meant to be, happy. But RIP to Brock Lesnar's beard.
Ah.
Reports are claiming it's gone. But, Andy, done a bit of delving into this, and some people are saying this may be an old photo, so the beard may still be around. We will provide an update throughout this week. It will be our lead story if and when we find out more about Brock Lesnar's beard.
And of course, Brock Lesnar is much smarter than us and barely uses social media, so yes. It's not like we can check his Instagram.
Well, I'll be travelling out to visit Brock Lesnar in the next few days.
You're going to go and slaughter some deer.
Bing bong. Hello, Mr.
He'd use a toothpick, wouldn't he? Jesus, oh my goodness. Christ. Hold his hair up.
Well, good news, bad news. Bad news is I can't provide an update on Brock Lesnar's beard. Good news is I've gone to the moon. Just like Cameron Grimes, because Brock Lesnar's thrown me into it.
Kill this guy with you. You'll be safe.
Can I scissor it?
Yeah. Scissor me, daddy eel. There you go.
Different gravy. Right, let us know your thoughts on
that. We were trying to kiss him.
And all today's news stories, that's a Christmas party, in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to review Monday Night Raw. We're going to review Rampage Grand Slam. And we're going to look ahead to Monday Night Raw. Did I say Raw twice then?
You did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was talking about SmackDown. That's what I meant to say we were going to review. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. At What Culture WWE for all of us on Twitter, of course, and all your Twitter questions. Actually, there you can follow Andy and his eel at...
at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hubba. Remember that kids' TV show?
Yes, Hubba Bubba, I thought you were going to say that for a second.
Les Bob. That was the guy from Hubbub. Big Les.
Big Les. Shout out to Big Les. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray, to The Eel. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.